Of all the things we're arguing about in politics today, of all the things, this is what it's come down to. You know what the big controversy is now?
What?
Who's got a better heart? Bernie Sanders or Bloomberg?
You mean a healthier heart? Is it
healthier
who's going to drop dead?
Yeah. Well, Bernie Sanders had a heart attack.
Yep.
Which, by the way, for somebody who had a heart attack, he just came roaring back like 3 days later.
You know, and if he does become president, you better make sure there's a good vice president because he ain't going to survive very long.
Yeah, he doesn't.
He ain't going to last. He's going to keel.
Bloomberg. Nobody knows, but they think there's a history of heart problems.
I feel like everybody has a history of heart problems.
So what do you have to do to be president? You got to be rich, have a good heart. What else? What am I missing?
I don't know. You have to release your taxes. So they're beating these guys up, Bernie and rightfully so. They're beating Bernie and Bloomberg up to release their medical records. You see, with Trump's taxes, now it's medical records to see if they're going to drop dead in office, you know.
You see, in 1997, you had syphilis. That's not going to work.
Now, Bloomberg, this is my opinion. I think he had a backup in his intestines at one point, and it's never unclogged. You ever look at him? It's like, dude, have you taken one in a while?
I have not.
It's the hottest new album from Political Medical Records, Fit for the Presidency, with gruesome, disgusting diagnoses from Elizabeth Warren.
Back in 85, tight jeans gave me yeast infection.
Oh boy.
I got my tubes tied after both of my C-sections.
Bernie Sanders.
I've been working so hard it gave me a heart attack, but I'm doing just fine now.
And Pete Buttigieg.
I got my first cold sore at age 7. Had to get 4 shots of penicillin.
Plus, Amy Klobuchar sings about her overactive sweat glands, and Michael Bloomberg about jock itch. Get it now before there's only one candidate left.
Break, Stacey.